Dr. Penske dictating a case review. I'm Brian Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. As per the records provided, Brian Lewis was seen by Dr. Jevon, J-E-V-O-N, on 1-5-21. Brady reported injuring his right hand at work 2 weeks ago when he was opening a valve. Brady now had pain on the right ring finger, and it gets stuck when he tries to extend it. Brady was diagnosed with tennis synovitis / drinker finger, for which he was going to do massage and a burst of NSAIDs. Period. Mr. Lewis followed up and continued conservative care for a period of time. Period. This included occupational therapy and an injection. Paired history was remarkable for numerous other medical problems, including Dupuytren's contracture on the left, tension, headache, and cluster headache, right cervical radiculopathy, hypothyroidism, coronary artery disease, status post percutaneous stenting, anxiety, GERD, asthma, erectile dysfunction, chronic back pain, hypertension, and hydrocele. Brady was on numerous medications. Period. He continued seeing Dr. Jevon and his colleagues, such as Dr. McPhee, M-C, capital P-H-E-E, on 9-21-21, period. He was status post A1, poorly released, complicated by postoperative Dupuytren's fibromatosis. Period. He noted therapy was continuing. Period. New paragraph. On 1-14-21, he saw Dr. McPhee at Agility Orthopedics. Period. She diagnosed right ring finger trigger, post-traumatic work injury. Per the discussed treatment options, including injection or surgery. Period. Ultimately, he had x-rays of the right finger on 1-14-21, period. There were no signs of injury or significant arthritis. Period. On 4-12-21, Dr. McPhee performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Postoperative occupational therapy. Period. Continued to be monitored by Dr. McPhee through 7-22-21. Period. Was slowly improving. 4 months out from surgery. Brady was going to continue with therapy and scar massage. Period. On exam, he could make a full fist. Brady has some stiffness with intrinsic stretching. Period. There was fibromatosis noted consistent with early Dupuytren's. Brady has pain with passive extension of the third finger. Period. There was good extension. Period. His inflammation has improved from last time. Period. They listed another diagnosis of pain in the left shoulder on this visit. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Lewis continued to see Dr. Jevon through 4-19-22, period. He had a pronounced to putrid nodule involving the left ring finger with no current triggering. Pair of the right hand incision was clean and well healed. Pair of his fibromatosis noted consistent with the putrid in both hands. Pair of his less pain with passive extension of the third finger and sensation was intact. Period. He was going to continue work hardening with the plan to return to work on 4/29/22. Period. Next section, findings and conclusion on /12/18/20, Brian Lewis reportedly injured his right long finger at work. Apparently he was turning a valve and noticed the ring finger was triggering. Period. He was seen on 1/5/21 by Dr. Jebin and diagnosed with tenosynovitis. Period. A course of conservative care was rendered over the next few months, but he remained symptomatic. Period. He also came into the care of Dr. McPhee. Period. She performed surgery on 4/12/21 to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Lewis followed up not only with Dr. McPhee, but also with Dr. Jebin, as noted above. Period. Their final physical exams were only mildly abnormal. Period. He was going to return to work in a full duty capacity effective 4/29/22. Period. New paragraph. This case will be rated using the 6th edition of the AMA guides for his right ring finger injury only. Period. This will involve tenosynovitis / trigger finger repaired surgically.